Well, it's disheartening, it's staggering really, that 85% of the churches in America are in decline. But I'm here to tell you that the winds of change are blowing. Our brand new City Harvest Network is helping bring revival across America and around the world. Later this month, we will launch 27 brand new churches. You can be a part of the launch team. I need you to cover these new churches, their pastors, in prayer. You can enlist in the Great Prayer Army today by simply calling the number on your screen right now or logging on at cityharvest.network. Then every day you'll receive a picture and details on a brand new City Harvest pastor and family to pray for that day.
A voice you can trust, boldly proclaiming the full gospel of Christ, providing help for today and hope for tomorrow. A multi-generational anointing endued with power, changing hearts, equipping tomorrow's leaders, and leading countless millions to a new life in Christ. This is Breakthrough with Dr. Rod Parsley.
Well, I hope you're having a tremendous day, a thrilling day, an exciting day. How could you not? I mean, this is the day that the Lord has made, and He'll make no junk. I hope that you're ready for a supernatural encounter that will lead you to a supernatural blessing. I'm believing for you today, as I am all this year, for a supernatural, seven times greater anointing, greater blessing, greater acceptance, greater authority, greater revelation than you've ever had in your whole life, to lead you to a breakthrough that you've never experienced. Your Bible tells you very plainly that God is not only Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Yireh, our provider, He's also our provision. He's your Savior and your salvation, your healer and your healing, your deliverer and your deliverance, your provider and your provision, your protector and your protection. He also brings increase. Now, He is a God of increase, I promise you. I've studied this book, the 1,166 pages of it, and I promise you, He is a blesser, and He is a God that desires to increase your joy, increase your power, increase your blessing. He is a God of increase, and that is not positive thinking. That's not the proclamation of mind over matter. It's bedrock Bible truth. It's rooted and grounded in the very nature of God Himself. And His greatest desire is for every one of us, His children, to become extraordinary beneficiaries of His love, His power, His grace, His mercy, and realize our full potential in Him, because we serve a God of more than enough. Your Bible shouts it, Hebrews 6, for when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely in blessing I will bless you, in multiplying I will multiply you. It's God's nature to increase, to expand, to grow, and He created you and He created me, Imagio Dei in the Hebrew, in His image, in exactly the same way. Now, my guest today, the last time she was with me, it took me about an hour to recover. They kept saying, come on, Pastor, you need to go. And I said, wait a minute, I feel drained. And that's the way I feel after a weighty and heavy anointing. And that program was so powerfully prophetic. And today, she's going to share with you a revelation, and I do mean a revelation, about the profound biblical principle that will help you, realize the totality of God's unlimited blessing. She is, my dear friend, My daughter, Dr. Medina Pullings, is back with me today.
I'm so happy to be back. Thank you.
Well, I don't know. You had to be worn out after the anointing of that last broadcast.
Oh, God took over.
That anointing will energize you, and then when it lifts off of you,
yes.
Whoa, wait a minute here.
Yes.
So we're so thankful for all that God is doing in your life. She's the co-pastor with her wonderful husband, my friend, Bishop Orrin Pullings, United Nations Church International in Richmond, Virginia. She's back in the High Def Studios of Breakthrough, which just belonged to her. They're here for her anytime she wants them, for anything she wants, because of the anointing that God has placed on her life. Now, I am anxious for you to break the seals on this revelation, because I saw a few of the little notes that were scribbled down, and I said, wait a minute, my girl's going somewhere, so take us.
Oh, I'm so excited to get it out, and I'm so excited to get it to you. You know, our God is a God of increase.
Yes, ma'am.
He's the God of multiplication. Mm. We didn't create that. He created that, and it is a time, really, of supernatural multiplication. God is growing things phenomenally. Mm. And so I'm just reminded of the scripture in 2 Kings in the 4th chapter about the widow woman.
Yeah.
And the widow woman reminds me of so many people that I run into, whether it be in the airport or just in everyday life, that they are feeling stuck. Pastor, they feel stuck. They feel like their life is in a holding pattern. Yeah. They're not moving.
Yeah.
And one of the things that the Holy Spirit woke me up one night and caused a leap in my spirit was this. A believer is never stuck.
Wow.
Even Paul in prison wasn't stuck.
No, he wasn't.
The believer is always mobile. We're never stuck. We're never in a place where we cannot move, because in God, we live, we move, and we have our being.
But we don't just sit.
We don't just sit.
Because sitting is a contented posture. Where you sit, you intend to stay.
That's
right. So God says, stand therefore, right? Here we go. Got to be moving.
Oh, yes. Got to be moving. And so in God, if we live in God, that means that we have whatever we need to vitally function. Because to live means that you have your vitals.
Okay.
Whatever is vital for you to function, to live, to be here in this earth suit, it is functioning.
Right.
So now the woman is stuck with debt. Debt is attached to her. Wherever she goes, the debt goes. Now, her children, because of what is stuck to her, the debt that is attached to her life is now getting ready to cause her to suffer major loss.
Wow.
Now, she goes to Elisha, and she tells him her issue. And he says, well, what do you have? She says, like most of us, when we're going through, when all hell is breaking loose and we got a big problem, what do you have? Nothing.
Just a little
cruise of oil. In other words, what she had was so diminished that she really called it nothing. She saw nothing in her surroundings that said that it could deal with the thing that she was stuck with. Now, you may be feeling stuck with an issue in your marriage, stuck with something going on with your children, something in your body, something going on in the workplace.
Right.
Oh, but Elisha said to her, listen, there's the instruction. Go borrow vessels. Borrow not a few. You know what? When God is setting you up for supernatural multiplication, he will release an instruction.
That's it.
I found out that God wants us to participate in our breakthrough.
He does.
As minimal and as like, why does God need us?
Right, right.
Why Moses lift the rod? Why?
Exactly.
Why do that?
Exactly.
Because he'll part the Red
Sea. Why go show yourself to the priest?
Yes.
Because God forever surrendered his right to act independently in our lives.
Oh, God.
He has to have our agreement, our connection. And we think our part is small, just like she did. We think we're stuck, but we're not.
We're not stuck. We're not stuck. So this woman goes and she borrows the vessels. He said, borrow not a few. So that was the instruction. She gets the vessels. He goes back. She goes in her house. She takes her son, tells her, take your sons, go in there. Now she only have a little bit of oil. What is she doing with all those jars? Her faith in action was manifested by the collecting of the jars. So the jars represent a manifestation of the widow woman's faith. Her faith is, let's say, on the counters. Her faith is there with a cruse of oil.
Right.
Now, you have all these multiple jars there and a little bit of oil.
Right.
How did that oil fill those jars?
Tell me.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell me.
See, the oil filled the jars because the power of God is released when our faith is acted upon.
Oh.
When our faith is in action, it activates the power of God. So the power of God moved on the oil so that the oil became enough to fill all those jars. Our faith is our container.
Yeah.
Our faith is our ditch for the rain. Our faith, hallelujah, it is that thing that God uses to when you think of a container, Pastor, you think of something that can hold or something that can transport.
True.
So if we're in New York and we want to get oranges from Florida, we need somebody to transport the oranges from Florida to New York. Well, our faith is the container, Lord have mercy, to transport heaven into earth.
My Jesus.
The will of heaven into earth.
In earth, yeah.
The miracle. God says, give me your faith. Mm. I'll use it as transportation to manifest breakthrough in your family's life. And so I was asking the Lord to deal with me about that. Show me more. Show me more. How is the believer never really stuck?
So
you can stop crying about that because you're really not stuck. I'm going to show you how to move. You're not stuck. You're free. Whom Christ has set free is free indeed. You are free to bust a move. You are free to make a move. So he brought to me the algebraic expression. I'm like, Lord, you bring me to algebra. I don't know if I was ever really that great in algebra. But he had given me the example of an algebraic expression and how you would have, for example, two numbers. You might have 4 + 7 or 4 to the third power or 4 to the third power and plus 7 to the seventh power.
Okay.
Well, he said, my power, the Holy Spirit, God's power is the exponential. The becomes according to, and you will see on your screen, to the three. The three determines where the four goes. Four to the third power.
Yeah.
So then now, if we were just doing regular multiplication, it'd just be, four times three.
Right.
But when it is an algebraic expression, it is not the same. So I want them to put the number 7 on the screen so that you can see how this goes. Mm. So now, if you put the one with just all the sevens on there, you're going to see that when you see 7 to the seventh power, right? You just do 7 times 7 is 49. But when we get into an algebraic expression, it doesn't work that way.
Okay.
So you go 7 times 7 is 49. But then now when you go to the next one, you got to do 49 times 7. So 7 to the seventh power goes all the way down to 5,764,801. Now, we're not having a math class here, but I am saying this to say this to you, that the multiplication that is going on is supernatural. The oil that became, it became according to the power.
Right. According to the power.
The little bit of oil that was in there was what she had. Who you are is who you are.
Yeah.
But when the power gets on, so who God fashioned you to be, who he predestined you to be, who he created you to be, right? So now when the power gets on you, who can Pastor Rod Parsley become?
Yeah.
The power causes you to become.
Yeah.
It causes that causes that apostolic growth. It calls the planting. It calls the multiplication. You are not stuck.
No.
God wants you to know that right where you are, hallelujah, you can make a move. You can make a move. Your faith is your container.
My God.
Your faith in action is your container. I want you to move right now. Slap the devil in the face.
Do it.
Let him know that you understand that you are not stuck. I feel under the unction of the Holy Spirit that there are many of you that will sow a seed of $100. Mm. There are some more of you that will sow a seed of $1,000. And now, I know, and I got to go as the Holy Ghost is leading me.
Go ahead.
You're going to sow that seed. I'm telling you, many of you are going to sow a seed of $1,000. It's an uncommon seed. But I'm telling you, you're going to see the law of supernatural increase. You're going to see that anointing of 1,000 times more.
Jesus.
Saul killed his thousands, but David killed his 10,000. Let me tell you something. The multiplier, the supernatural multiplier that took 5 loaves and 2 fishes and caused it to become. What was it? It was the power that made the fish. They weren't eating magic.
No.
They weren't eating air, Pastor.
Right.
Those fish became enough. Oh, Jesus. Mm. What's in your house is about to become. Hallelujah.
Say
your children
that.
Are about
Say
to become.
That.
Yes. Your finances, hallelujah, are going to supernaturally, dramatically increase. Mm. The Lord is causing spear magnetism
Jesus.
To hit your life. Yes, something. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. When you obey God, I want you to release your container. Your faith is your container.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. For God to do the supernatural. Your faith release. I'm telling you, go to the phone right now. I planted in this ground. As a matter of fact, I got a pre-planned seed today to put in the ground. Because every time I sow into this supernatural fertile. I'm serious, and I'm not saying it to be seen, but you know, guess what? When you lead it, you ought to be seen giving.
That's
I'm telling
right,
you,
that's
sowing
right.
that seed of $1,000. Mm. This seed that is sown in this ground is it, this ground is fertile. I'm telling you, I see instant harvest,
Jesus,
rapid harvest.
Do
You're
it.
Not stuck. Move
I
now.
Agree.
God's gonna bless your business. God is gonna cause the warfare that you have been experiencing to have a sudden turn. God is gonna cause something major to leap on your boat. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. 5 loaves, 2 fishes become enough to feed 5,000 men plus women and children. Remember the power to become. The Holy Ghost is the exponential. He is the one that causes a thing to become. He will make your business boom. He will make your debt be annihilated. Mm-hmm. That's right. Debt is slavery. Mm-hmm. He will cause it to be annihilated out of your life and cause you, hallelujah, to go in supernatural overflow.
I just see those vessels. And she's saying, the word is bring not a few.
Right.
He didn't say just bring a couple. He said bring not a few. And all she had was that little bit of oil.
Yes.
And you know that something in her
yes.
rose up and said, why do I need all this? And you brought up the dig a ditch. You know, you
yes.
don't see wind, you don't see rain, you don't see wind.
Right.
And you want me to get out here and labor and dig a ditch for what? And here's the question that I want to ask you. What God is attempting to do through those words is to ask you a very pointed question. So allow me to ask it to you for him. How big is your God? How big? Is he only as big as what's in your hand? So when you give an expression of your faith, when you let go of something you have, and make room for what you don't have. When you're making room for what you don't have, you want a big increase. You're gonna say, God, I believe you're big enough. We gotta get God out of the box of little, not enough, barely get by, have to have everybody's help to make my day, to pay my bills. Let me tell you, your God hung the earth on nothing and told it to spin and pointed at the oceans and told them, don't you drip a drop when I turn this thing upside down. You're not going to lose, you're going to gain. God's not the God of decrease, God's the God of increase. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to sow a gift of any size right now. Why? Somebody's faith just needs to be activated.
Oh, yes. Oh,
some
yes.
of you, if your bill was $1,000, you couldn't pay it, much less sow a seed of $1,000, but some of you can. And because you can, you must. You see, God's not asking for what you don't have. He's only asking for what you want to grasp a hold of and keep. Why? Because he knows when you unclench that fist, you open up room for him to pour out exponential blessing. So I'm believing for your seed to multiply exponentially, not just be added to. God multiplies. God goes to the third power, the fourth power, this case, the seventh power. I need you to go to your phone. I need you to dial the number on your screen, log on at rodparsley.com, or write to me, but do it right now. God, to whatever power you have faith to believe for your seed to be multiplied.
The word of the prophet in 2 Kings spoke faith into the widow woman's heart. The vessels she gathered were a measure of her faith for the miraculous. Today, prepare your vessels. Place a seed in your hand and prepare for a harvest. Dr. Pullings has proclaimed a spiritual multiplier over every seed sown into the ministry of Dr. Rod Parsley and proclaimed that you will receive an instant and rapid harvest. Sow for your family, sow for your business, but don't miss this opportunity to sow. For every seed of $49 or more, we'll sow back into your life ministry resources to build your faith. Receive Dr. Rod Parsley's 4-message series, Living Under an Open Heaven, on DVD, and the 8-part series, Direct from the Holy Land, 8 Prophetic Principles of Provision and Promise from the Land of Miracles. Then, as a bonus today only, receive Dr. Medina Pulling's anointed message, Supernatural Harvest, on CD. call now, toll free, and gather your vessels for a harvest, and not just a few.
Well, I'm just having the time of my life today, because today's the day that the Lord has made. He gave me this day. Look, I've been flat on my back staring at the ceiling, wondering if I'd ever have the next day with vocal cord cancer. And I'm telling you, every day when the sun comes up, my eyes come open, and I'm so thankful for today. Thankful for you, thankful for my guest who's giving us a revelation today that I've heard a lot of stuff, but I've never heard this, and it is blessing my heart. Dr. Medina Pullings, co-pastor, United Nations Church International, Richmond, Virginia. Get there whenever you're in that area, and get there early to get a good seat. Take us back into this exponential revelation of God and what He wants to do in our life.
I'm happy to. The Holy Spirit is the exponential. He's the one that causes us and anything to become. This is the time of supernatural multiplication.
Yeah.
We talked about the widow woman, how she was stuck and then unstuck.
Unstuck.
And not only unstuck, but God blessed her, multiplied. She didn't lose her son. She had enough to pay her debt and live off the rest. How about that for you? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. God doesn't want His people in debt. Mm-hmm. Debt is a form of slavery. Yeah. God will free you up. Even some of you are dealing with some legal issues. The Lord is going to bring about a divine settlement.
Yes.
He is going to settle it in your favor.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. What can't God do? What can He do? He spoke to me and He said, Medina, He said, talk to me. And know that when you speak to me, that I am the God who can. I want to give that to you, my brother and sister, on today. He is the God that can. Yeah. And He said, when we pray, Pastor, we are praying, hallelujah, from a place of it already being answered. He is the God that answers before we call.
Doesn't he?
God is causing it to be so that something right around you, something right in your vicinity is getting ready to become great. We talked about how the container is your faith. Yeah. Your faith released is the container for God to fill. Yeah. Now, of course, we know that El Shaddai always outdoes the container. It's never containable. It's always more than enough. It's
overflow.
Never just enough. It reminds me of Luke 5 and 5 when Simon Peter was out there and they fishing all night long. They're exhausted. Now, there's a difference between tired and exhausted.
Yeah.
Exhausted is when you fall in your bed.
That's right.
Exhausted is when your pillow become your best friend. You just drop in the bed. Done. And they came up with nothing. Oh, but they allowed Jesus to use their boat. There it is, the container. The container.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Jesus told them, go launch out into the deep. You're going to get a harvest. Go out to the deep. Now, they were tired. They said, listen, nevertheless, after we captured nothing all night, we're going to go out at your word. Out there all of a sudden. These fish start just jumping in the net.
Yeah.
Jumping in the net.
Yeah.
So much so that the nets break and they had to fill the boats. Then they had to call for help. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Something major is about to jump on your boat.
Ooh.
A major phone call is about to jump on your boat. Can I tell you that God's Rolodex is expansive?
Yeah.
There is no number He does
Jesus.
Not have. That's kind of old, right? Rolodex. Well, in your contact list, in your smartphone, in your iPhone, whatever it is that you keep your phone numbers in, I want you to know that God has everybody's number. And He said to tell you, listen, I can connect you with anybody.
Connect.
I want you to move by faith. Hallelujah. Put that container out there. Pick up that phone.
Yeah.
Go to the website.
Yeah.
I did it that way. And
yes,
7 days
did.
Later, saw the supernatural. Plant your seed. What do I plant? Your very best seed.
Yeah.
Some of you will plant a seed of $100. Some of you will plant a seed of $77.
Yeah.
I tell you, because we're in the 2017.
That's right.
Hallelujah. The number seven, we're on the seventh. Come on, the seventh day with the seventh lap,
Ooh.
And the wall is about to fall down flat.
Amen.
This is your season. Whatever you do, don't do nothing.
Right.
Because you have the ability to move.
Yeah.
You have the ability to move because the power of God is on the inside of you and God is doing an incredible thing. There is nothing that God cannot do.
Mm-mm.
There's no place He cannot bring you. Hallelujah. God
Jesus.
Will cause people to favor you, strangers to build your walls.
Yeah.
Yes, He will. He will cause your children that have been going astray, hallelujah, to submit and obey and do what God has given them to do. Yes, He will. Go now. Put your container out. If you don't have a container, He can't fill it. If you don't have a ditch dug, where's the water going?
Exactly.
If the widow woman didn't have the jars, how was the oil going to, where was it going?
Right.
The container has to be in place. Your act of faith, moving, getting on the phone, going to the website.
Yeah.
Go now. I'm so excited for you. I feel super duper happy. I could do a backflip because hallelujah, God is moving. Listen, increase, overflow, more than enough. God will cause supernatural bonuses to come to you.
Yes.
Expansion.
Yes.
Yes, He will. Hallelujah. Other people were there, Pastor. Other people, boats were out there.
There you go.
Well, how were they able able to go and help the fishermen with their boat. Right. I'm not stopping at my boat that has increased to come help you get your harvest unless nothing's going over there where I am and I can leave because nothing's going on here. God caused those fish to be supernaturally drawn to the vicinity that the fishermen were in. Ooh. And he caused those fish to be multiplied.
Ooh. I have a video. We can put it in post, guys, because I want the folks to see it. Because the whole time Dr. Poolings has been prophesying to you, and that's what she's been doing. She hasn't just been sharing words. She's been prophesying to you that if you grasp a hold of that word, you're going to receive as you've never received, because you're receiving a prophet in the name of a prophet, and that brings exponential multiplication to whatever step of faith you take right now. But I have a video of literally a boat going down a river, and it's the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen, where fish are jumping into the boat. Not one or two, hundreds of them are jumping into the boat because they respond to two things. It's at night.
Wow.
And they respond to two things. They respond to light and they respond to a sound. And so when they see that light and they hear that sound, they just start jumping in. You need to shed some light, and you need to start making a sound. How do you do that?
Yes,
sow
Lord.
That seed. Stir things up in the spirit right now, and the blessing of God is about to follow you wherever you go. I've got tremendous ministry gifts to sow into your life when you sow a seed of any size today, and when you sow a seed of $49, that's in my heart, because 7 times 7, 49. We're believing for supernatural multiplication exponentially in your life. So I want you to go to your phone, call that number on your screen, log on at rodparsley.com, or write to me today. But hurry, hurry, hurry. The fish going to start jumping in your boat. Business going to begin coming your way. Healing, jumping in your vessel. Get ready. Get happy. The blessing of the Lord is about to make rich spirit, soul, and body. Add no sorrow with it.
The word of the prophet in 2 Kings spoke faith into the widow woman's heart. The vessels she gathered were a measure of her faith for the miraculous. Today, prepare your vessels. Place a seed in your hand and prepare for a harvest. Dr. Poolings has proclaimed a spiritual multiplier over every seed sown into the ministry of Dr. Rod Parsley and proclaimed that you will receive an instant and rapid harvest. Sow for your family, sow for your business, but don't miss this opportunity to sow. For every seed of $49 or more, we'll sow back into your life ministry resources to build your faith. Receive Dr. Rod Parsley's 4-message series, Living Under an Open Heaven, on DVD, and the 8-part series, Direct from the Holy Land, 8 Prophetic Principles of Provision and Promise from the Land of Miracles. Then, as a bonus today only, receive Dr. Medina Pulling's anointed message, Supernatural Harvest, on CD. Call now, toll free, and gather your vessels for a harvest, and not just a few.
I love this lady. You know I do. I love Bishop Orrin. How I love you all. Love that great church, both of them. However many of them you've got all over right now, get to that website. It's on your screen. We love you. Don't forget, Facebook Live every Sunday morning and iHarv.tv. RodParsley.com, Valor Christian College. I just want to connect with you. I love you. God loves you. You have the best day ever.